So again, everyone, welcome to the blessings of Christ on this 27th day of October, 2019. My goodness, we're almost at the end of another decade. We've been doing this for a very long time and in full blast. I mean, really every Sunday since 2010. So it's been a wonderful time together, and every time seems to get better. We have seen all kinds of blessings of love, of healing, of friendship, well-being, conflict resolved, fires put out, lives saved. it seems as though the blessings take an endless variety of forms. But it all comes down to one thing, and that is that our Heavenly Father created an infinitely harmonious universe where whenever we strike a chord of harmony and then another chord of harmony, we surrender into the grace of God and the love of one another, something absolutely wonderful happens. It might not have been exactly the thing you were praying for, but it gets around to it, because all things are interwoven in this universe, and we have to start with whatever thread of harmony is immediately available to us. Give thanks for it, hold it with love and expectation, which is what faith is all about. And it takes us to where we need to go. So I would love to start this meeting today, our community, our family, with some calls and see what's in your heart, what's in your mind, what you'd like to say today. Tony, I'm going to open your line and you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hey.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be here and connect with you. I want to just say thank you for the blessing of Yeshua. Thanks to God. We had this wedding with our daughters last weekend, and It was beautiful. It was kind of miraculous as well. Right after the ceremony, like within a minute of when the ceremony ended, there was this downpour. I mean, it was torrential. The wedding was outdoors, and it was under a tent. And right after the ceremony, this big downpour occurred, and it lasted for like 2 minutes. And then the sun came out, and the sun was out for the rest of the afternoon. So it was really – and we hadn't had any weather like that. We'd had drizzly rain all day. And suddenly we had this downpour, and then 2 minutes later, the sunshine. So
it is like said that rain is nature's baptism.
Well, it was certainly
pardon me.
Beautiful. And everybody that was there kind of went, oh, as soon as the rain started. It was really, really something that was just grabbed everybody, I think, right in that moment. It was really something.
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
It was nature's blessing upon their marriage, and that's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. I'll tell everybody, the whole community, about a marriage blessing that I participated in yesterday, actually. But I want to take some calls first, because I want to make sure we've got plenty of time for everybody to make their requests. So I'm going to do that first. Jean Marie, I see you're on. Hi, let me open your line.
Yes.
How are you, dear?
Oh, I'm good, really good. It's sunny and beautiful. We haven't had our hard freeze yet, but it's coming tomorrow night. But anyway, it's good. Hey, there's a house right next door to me for sale. The realtor sign just went up. And actually, I just want to ask for a blessing that there be a really good, compatible, cohesive people that will buy it.
Wonderful.
I've lived here 23 and a half years and had the best neighbor in the whole wide world that lived there. She was 96 when she passed Christmas Day last year.
Oh.
And I would like one just as wonderful or better.
That would be great. Okay. Jean Marie, we're going to do a house blessing.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you too, dear.
Mm-hmm.
And Desmond, I see you're on. Hi. Your line is open.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Yeah, congratulations with your 10 years of doing the blessing.
Thank you.
Everybody in the group, and yeah. I asked for a blessing last week, and I received kind of a miracle. I told you I wasn't doing much. One thing is that I realized if I have nothing good to do nothing at all. And I've kind of been kind of getting into that emptiness that the Buddha talks about, and kind of like Anastasia too, just trying to be with nature and natural, like no cell phone, like with the YouTube or music or anything. And it's been like challenging to get to the point where I can just do nothing and, you know, get to know myself. But I'm doing that. And last week was really beautiful. I had a girl that wanted to marry me, and I kind of said no, but her name's Joy, and like a blessing for her as well. That was really kind of beautiful to have that opportunity.
Good. All right. Well, Desmond, you're following your instincts, and continue following your faith without judgment. Sometimes it's okay just to do nothing. Sometimes it's okay just to sit on a park bench and watch the world go by, because we are not all supposed to be involved with everything. We have each been placed here because of who we uniquely are, to be involved uniquely with the work of God as it comes forth and as we're called forth to participate. And I think we've all had the experience of working in a place or living in a place. It could be family, could be workplace or community or something, where there's this nervous busybody. And I don't mean that in a negative way, because this person just can't leave things alone. There's always got to be something that's got to be fixed. And we all just sit back and say, Tom or Sally or whoever their name may be, can't you just take a break for a minute? Let us all look at what's going on. Because, you know, harmony does not come from only taking action. And that's something we all need to remember, because it's our innate tendency. If something is wrong, we'll fix it. In other words, it's all about action. It's about doing something, fixing something, moving something around, changing something, getting rid of something, or getting something better. It's an action. We react involves the word of action. Okay? In a synergistic universe, which ours is, based on harmony, love, faith, and graceful resolution, we have to sometimes just take a chill and let something form up of its own and take a look at it. And then we take a look at how we can nudge it in a little more graceful way to becoming what it seems to be becoming. and then take another chill, and then nudge it a little more, and see what wants to happen. Remember, don't ever, ever anybody eliminate harmony from your solution, because harmony is the will of the universe. And just because a storm has come doesn't mean that wasn't to stir up a new form of harmony. The pollination of flowers in the spring and the fruit in the spring couldn't happen if the winds didn't come first. So, and even the winds only move because they've been magnetized. There's not some giant dragon back there at the beginning of heavens blowing on us. Heavens, no. What causes the wind is the stirring of magnetic attraction from possibilities of airflow. And in at certain
beautiful
places,
bee pollen.
Yeah. At certain places, this airflow seems to be turbulent. It can actually spin in circles, or in sometimes very tight circles, and destruction can happen. So we get down on our knees and we pick up the pieces and we put them back together. But it still doesn't mean that we could not have prevented that by doing something about it. We call for harmony. That's the best thing we can do, always, on anything, just as Yeshua prayed love into the storm. And for us, it doesn't mean that we can dispel the storm. I certainly tried my best a little over 2 years ago, about 2 years and 5 months ago, I really tried to push the hurricane off of our shores. Well, it did hit. But it hit at a place that was, even though it did major destruction, was the least destructive for the whole area. It was actually targeted. That storm was targeted to come on board, on land, and strike the city of Corpus Christi. If it had done that, the electrical grids, all the service lines, all of the service facilities would have gone down for about 100-mile radius. All of the towns would suffer. And we didn't move it away. Corpus Christi was only hit on the edge just a little bit. We moved it over. I'm sorry. God bless the people in Rockport. They're the ones that got hit dead on. But we had people over there praying as well. And when it was supposed to hit them exactly dead on, supposed to strike the school and the county services, they pushed it a little further down the road to where there wasn't as much to strike. And it was deadly. What it struck was deadly because it actually did the opposite of what hurricanes often do. They often lose force when they hit landfall. It was coming in at a power four velocity, and we were expecting it to power down to a stage form three. Instead, it upgraded to a stage velocity five. So it was vicious when it hit, and it did help. I'm serious. Really, I'm serious. It did help. I didn't, we were hit pretty badly. I didn't have electricity. We were on a generator for months. I had to drive 30 miles into Corpus Christi to get a Wi-Fi signal for almost 3 months. But I could go to the library there and keep our business going. So we did move it, and we moved it with harmony, with love. And after it was all over, we experience some of the greatest healing love this part of the coast has seen in maybe a century. This part of the Texas coast has been really, really bad with racial issues. And not so much Caucasians against Hispanic, because the Caucasians were doing quite well. This, in case you've heard about it from the movies, this is King Ranch country, the largest cattle ranch in the world. And it brought in many, many, many Hispanics well over, like 150 years ago. And long before there was any border conflict, so many Hispanics migrated here that we're not just bilingual. I would say that actually, if you walk through one of our grocery stores, most of what you hear is Spanish. We are definitely, this is like crossing the border from El Paso into Mexico. The Caucasians love the Hispanics because they do great work, and they just don't like us. They haven't liked us for a long, long, long time because they carry with them the bitterness that Hispanics feel in other parts of the United States. And I'll be so glad when we settle this conflict. Gosh, we need this conflict settled with love and harmony. And we need to get on with the peace of being one family. But after Harvey came to town, we were all taking care of each other. And we didn't care what language we spoke or what color our skin was. Everybody who stayed on did a barbecue in the backyard every night. We had no other services. It would either be wood smoked or it would be propane cooked, but we did barbecues. We carried food around the neighborhood. Not many people stayed. Larry and I did because we chose to be first responders, and we knew that we would be protected personally. Our property was pretty badly hit, but we stayed on. Pardon me. We stayed on, and the love grew. And it's been so different down here. So does harmony change life? Yes, it does. You better believe it does. It builds faith. It builds community. And it puts an accent on love. And when there's an accent on love, we grow together instead of into more states of conflict. Well, that wasn't the story I was going to tell you, so I may have to tell you later on because we've got five people on our call. I want to take some calls and get your request or blessing. Stephen, I hear you. You're there?
Hi, Glenda. It's Stephen. And hi. And I just wanted to add that where I'm living, the power is out. The power company has shut the power down to preempt any bad fire since it's very dry and windy here. I just want to, ask for a blessing that everybody, basically deals with this in the best way possible and taps into the opportunity of it, to be, a time of, sort of a Sabbath, sort of a time to slow down and take it easy and be in a state of harmony and oneness with ourselves and nature and not so focused on the busy day-to-day. So that's all I wanted to add.
Okay. This is a beautiful request, and I second the motion. We most definitely need that harmony everywhere. Joni? You're on.
Hi, Glenda. Well, thank you for your words on harmony. In keeping with that, would like to ask for a blessing for Haiti and so many, too many countries in the world right now who are in tremendous conflict. In Haiti, it's like week 7 of terrible demonstrations and conflicts and mass shortages, 20% or more inflation, and the people are truly suffering.
Where is this, Joni? I didn't catch the name.
In Haiti.
Oh, in Haiti. Oh, my gosh, yes, that country is suffering so terribly.
Yeah, and we're, you know, the organization I work for, we're trying to keep a very large hospital open, and it's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly in dire need these days of the financial resources. Many have sort of been scared off there. So definitely like to keep them all in a blessing as we work through this in harmony, peace,
well, you know,
love, and unity, for sure, for sure.
Absolutely. And your request for blessing and your feeling of blessing will make more difference than you know. So keep it up. Just keep it up, Joni. And
okay.
I'm going to work my way through because I am going to tell the story I was going to tell. I now know that that was brought to me to offer to all of you as a message. I know that for sure. But I want to take some calls first. Sarah, you have some requests for a blessing?
Aloha, Glenda, and this beautiful community. This is Sarah in Santa Cruz. And I just wanted to ask her a blessing. Actually, a blessing for myself. I'm just struggling with some things, and I'm asking for some special attention and love. Thank you.
We give you a big hug.
Thank you.
And your name's on our list. Okay, sweetie.
Okay.
All right. And David, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Thanks for the
talk
on harmony. I think we could all use a little bit of that. I wanted to ask for a few blessings. My mom's sister, my aunt, passed away earlier this week at the age of 90. I tried to get my mom to go to the funeral tomorrow, but she's not up to it. And I feel my aunt around me. I know she's in a good place. I can see her. I mean, I can really see her. So, but the family of Ray, the surviving husband, Karen and Ann, the cousins, and my mom. And so I know she's in a good place. I can feel her joy. And, you know, but it's still sad for everybody. So I wanted to include.
Of course. It doesn't matter how timely or ready we are to lose someone. It leaves a big hole in our heart and a big hole in the space that we share.
When I took her to Pennsylvania, we got a chance to visit her and my uncle, the other side, he passed. I mean, I can't count how many people I've lost in the past year. So, you know, it's been a year of transition. And as
me too.
But
we're being made ready to receive. I can tell you that for sure.
God, I'm just ready. So, Janice, she's still trying to recover from her surgery. So it's like for me, if I measure myself on the typical rulers of life, like family, kid, job, everything like that, I could just say I'm an abject failure, and I don't want to go there. I'm at the place where I need to reinvent myself and stay on the up and up, so I'm asking for a blessing for myself to stay above the tendency to judge or measure myself.
Well, you know, David, I'm not going to say this in a preaching sort of way, but you need to open yourself up to receiving. And receive through harmony. Just look at whatever is harmonious in your life, and even if it's a stranger or a new idea or something you've never thought of before, you can at least give it two thoughts. Yeah, a handshake and two thoughts.
Yeah.
Because, okay? And let it just resonate with you. Find out, well, all right, if I feel harmonious to this, what's that all about? You never know what that might lead to.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. David. Well,
thank you.
I've got you on the list for you, your family, and your success.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And June, you are on.
Hi, Glenda. I just needed to get my phone right side up. you can hear me?
I can.
Okay. I'm asking a blessing for my youngest sister, Teresa. She's got a problem with her intestines that are blocked, and they may have to do surgery. And she's had so many surgeries, so I really was hoping that she would have a natural and blocking up down marks, you know. But if it doesn't, she has to have the surgery tomorrow, and I would especially love a blessing for her. I'm just trying to decide whether or not to drive out there now.
Let's hold the thought for your sister that she sees herself as something a great deal more than physical.
Okay, yes, that's good.
Because we get to a point finally where we can't fix everything physically.
No.
And the same goes for you, David. See your life as something a great deal more than social or physical. Because we are a great deal more than that also. So give more than a handshake to some of these synchronicities or harmonies that just pop into your life. Let it take you to a place where you're more than your family. You're more than the social. You're more than your job. You're more than where you live. You're something, you're defined at a higher level, okay? And I would say that to everybody. But since, June, you gave me the opportunity to say it. That's all, the only difference is you gave me the opportunity to say it.
Yes, thank you. I think it's
good.
It's been like that for me. You talked about to someone else, and it answers what was.
You can only change so many physical pieces to your body.
Yeah.
And it comes to the point where you got to say, "Hey, maybe some part of this just isn't physical."
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, we've got two more callers on the line. Susan, I see you're on. Welcome.
Hi, Glenda. I went for consultation with a doctor for my eye for the cornea, and right away, you know, he was great. I really liked him. But at the end of the whole thing, they were ready to, you know, sign me up. And I said, no, I'm going to, you know, I appreciate all of this. I'll call you. And that's how I left it, and I felt so good about that. I wanted to take the time to really think about, you know, what I want to do, and I recall your last, conversation with us about, about having conversations. But it's interesting, and it isn't just a matter of conversations with perhaps other doctors, which is a possibility. I like this guy, but I don't know if there would be somebody else maybe, you know, connected with the city who had more experience, and so if there was any problems would have more experience with that, and, you know, whether I should, you know, consider that, you know, that's one conversation. But I think the biggest one is to keep talking to my body and, you know, asking for signs about what it wants and who it wants and that occurred to me after I left, you know, the office feeling really good.
Right.
You know, that I said, I will call you. I really like this doctor. I really did. And I have a good feeling about him. And I did ask him how many he's done. I think he was a little taken aback, but you know, I have a right to ask that. And
sure, it's your right to.
You know, and so I've, you know, been, you know, praying on this, whether I should do it or not, who should do it if I do it, you know, it's a lot of concerns. And
well, we will bless your thoughtfulness, that your thoughts may be clear and without any fear or reaction or judgment, to do the very best thing for you and to stay in a state of communication with your body and with your future. Not just with your body, but with your whole life and your future and every good thing that can come from it.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
You're on the list, Susan, and we love you very much.
Thank
okay.
You.
Tony, I see you came back on the call. Did you think of something else?
Yeah, two things. It's a new moon. We have a new moon today, exact today. And
okay.
Very strong winds. We have ferocious winds right now that are supposed to die down tonight or tomorrow. But I'd like a blessing for the wind because we have massive fires that are burning right now, and they're being pushed towards towns because of the wind. And so there's massive effort to try to fight the fires. So blessings for the wind as well.
Okay.
Blessings for everybody for the new moon.
Oh, very good. Very good. Thank you, Tony. I like that. And I think I can squeeze my little story into about 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. It was not so much a special thing for me as it was a special message for me. I was I was on my way to physical therapy and was a little bit early, so I decided to stop and have some lunch at my favorite restaurant, which is Easy In, not fast food, just a nice restaurant that's easy in, easy out, with gentle, healthy food. And it wasn't particularly crowded because it was like 2:30 in the afternoon. So the waitress took me over to a window seat and sat me beside, well, in the next table beyond, a young couple that was also having lunch, and they were facing each other on the table, and the way I was sitting, I was facing them. So I couldn't help but observe them, even though I didn't visually intrude into their privacy, because I don't like that when people do that to me. So I just kept my eye on the menu and browsed around on my phone. And when one of them looked my way, I'd smile. And while I was waiting for my food, I got up and went to the ladies' room to wash my hands and get ready for lunch. I was waiting for my tea and my little appetizer that I'd ordered. So when I walked back again, I nodded to them and smiled. And otherwise, it was absolutely nothing. There was no form of exchange between us. Except for this, I was looking at them then, and I noticed the love that they had for each other. And I recognized that this was a couple that was going to be together for the rest of their life. They maybe had had their first child by then, who knows, but there were no children there. I would say she was about maybe 28, he was about 30. Middle class, working class, hard to say, doesn't matter. But the kind of people that would strike me as wanting to have a family and would be prepared to have a family. And, I mean, when they looked at each other and talked to each other, I could just feel it. Now we're talking about, I'm getting back to harmony, synergy. I could feel that energy between the two of them. And I felt, oh my gosh, if I could just bottle that and give it to every couple in love in this world, I would do that. And I said a prayer for quietly a prayer for their marriage. And as I sat there, you know, not looking at them at all, hands down toward the table, until my food came, I performed a silent blessing for them and for their marriage. Well, my food came and I was busy eating, and they got up and didn't look at me. They just walked out. And shortly, like maybe 2 or 3 minutes later, the waitress came back beaming at me, and she said, I just had to tell you, that couple that was sitting next to you just paid for your lunch. And it brought tears to my eyes, not because I needed someone to pay for my lunch. It brought tears to my eyes because they got the blessing. they got it. And that was my way and God's way of letting me know they got, they felt that blessing, they got that blessing. And I said to the waitress, I said, will you please, please see if you can catch them before they leave and tell them that I wish them all the blessings of life for the rest of their life. And she did, and she said the woman started crying. So I'm telling you about this because I just want you to know that how you feel about people is a blessing. And sometimes communication is not with words. It's with feelings. It's with observations. It's with embracing the spirit of being with people and noticing something about them, of just simply wanting the best for them. And that wasn't the last time yesterday that that happened to me. When I got to physical therapy, there was, they do treatments for veterans. And there was a veteran there that was in a wheelchair and he had lost a leg in combat. I didn't talk to him about his loss of leg. I just walked in, sat down by him, said, Hi, I'm Glenda. And he said, I'm Tom. I said, nice to meet you. And I said, how are they treating you here? And he said, oh, they're the best. And I said, good. I wish you the best of everything. And, they came out to call him in next. And he said, no, he said, I want you to take this little lady in next. She deserves it more than I do. I thought to myself, no, I don't. But I didn't want to go into self-denial or to deny his blessing. He was giving me a blessing back. You see how that works? And so I went in and I stood up and I shook his hand and I said, I want to thank you for your gift and your sacrifice and all that you've done for your country. And I promise you, I'll never forget you as long as I live. And he said, God bless you. So I went and I got my therapy, and he was gone when I got out, so somebody else had probably taken him right after me. But I thought those stories were important for you to hear, because those of you who are blessing givers, you know the depths from which blessings come from God through you. You know that you're a satellite antenna and you're just conveying them. But I want everyone to know that you were created as a child of God to be a conveyor of blessings. If you want to bless earth, bless it. The secret was given in the only two commandments Jesus, Yeshua, gave to us, his brothers and sisters. He said, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And let me tell you, if you do, you'll make a connection. You become that satellite suit, that satellite dish on the roof, okay? You pick up the signal that's intended for everybody. You pick it up. When you love God, you pick up the grace. You pick up the signal. You're ready to pass it on. Then, when you love everyone else as yourself, they get it. They get it too. And it's not that complicated. You don't have to go through a worship service. You don't have to sing a song. You don't have to chant. You don't have to do some ritual in public. You just love. And you love from the depths of your heart. And then you give. You express your charity wherever you can. Because charity is an acknowledgement to others that says, I got it. I got it. And I love you. And I care about you. Charity could take the form of anything, from a smile to good wishes to something nice you do in traffic or just with other people in public. It could be a batch of cookies to the neighbors, or it could be a tithe to those who are in the devotional work of giving blessings to other people. I'm going to share something with you. It's a very special sharing for all of you, and I was going to write you an email about it this week, but we ran into some challenges that took up my time, needing to be here as a blessing giver for many. And so my time was taken up on more direct offerings of the blessing. We are forming a special church, which is a sister church to Spiritus Church. Spiritus Church will always be, because it always has been. It traces back on the apostolic line to the time when Jesus walked on the earth. The apostles were all part of it. The saints that have come from it, Spiritus will always be here and walk hand in hand. But I don't think it says to the world well enough who we are. And I want a church that says to the world who we are. Because I want to give that blessing to the world, even in our name. Just as we say in prayer, in the name of Jesus Christ or Yeshua, we say this prayer. There's so much power in the name. The name of our sister church will be the Church of Heavenly Grace. And it will be grafted in to Spiritus. It will be the church that conveys the blessing. And every minister who was ordained as a minister of Spiritus Church, we're going to ordain you with no further study as a minister of the Church of Heavenly Grace. So there will be no loss to anyone, only gain to everyone. And we're going to be able to use that name in the very most powerful way. And if anybody wants to make a contribution to the starting of this church, to the forwarding of our work in the world, now would be an excellent time to do it. Because now is when we're putting forth the legal costs, we're putting forth, we're grabbing in volunteers and people to implement and people to set forth the promotion for this and to connect it with charitable organizations that we can work with, because we want to become a major world force of charitable blessings. So when I told you the story about the restaurant, and then I told you the story about the veteran, those are messages from God saying, hey, girl, you're doing the right thing. I love you for what you're doing. Keep it up. So that was a communication to me that, yes, this is our work. Our work is our work of blessing one another, bringing the love of God to earth and spreading it from one person to another. Okay, I see Kathy came on the call real quick, so I'm going to take your call, Kathy, and then we're going to start our blessing. You're on.
A blessing for Pam, please, and for her daughter. She's in what appears to be the late stages of an aggressive form of cancer, and so the best for her, whatever's best for her, and comfort for her daughter, please. And thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Much love to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, now, just relax. Relax. And have you ever noticed you cannot relax without allowing the parts of your body and your mind and your feelings to fall into harmony? You ever notice that? So let's start the process. Relax. There's no official formal position for you to be in, except for one thing. Don't cross your legs. Don't cross your arms, because we're conveying energy. And we don't want AC to cross over to DC or back and forth. Either way, we want energy from heaven to come all the way to earth, sink into the earth, be blessed by the earth, and come back up to heaven, be blessed by heaven, and flow back down. We call upon our angels to be around everyone in this call. We call upon heavenly angels to be around everyone who was prayed for in this call. We ask for our heavenly angels to be with all of the earth challenges, the winds, the fires, and so many other earth challenges that are happening today, that we may find the harmony and the grace in our earth. We ask for grace to fall, if only for a moment, among all the children of God, that we can feel what it feels like to love one another. We ask that you just surrender into this place of tranquility. Take a deep breath and release it slowly. Take another deep breath and release it slowly. Take another deep breath and release it slowly. Dear Yeshua, we are here with our hearts open to your love, to the grace of God, to anointing by the Holy Spirit. We come in a state of complete surrender and openness to be healed, to be brought into harmony, that we may find the solutions to our lives and the grace that needs to flow through our life, that heavenly grace may pour upon the earth and she may be blessed. We thank you for always being with us, even when we don't see you. And we do see you now. And we ask for you to be with us in our life, in our heart, with those that we love, with each one who is suffering, with everyone who needs help, who may be alone, who needs healing. May they find the right assistance, the right person, the right help to be healed, whether it's healing of spirit, our body, or soul. We thank you for being with us always. And all these things we ask in your blessed name. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. The rest of you, begin your prayers. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and receive it fully. I look forward to being with you again next week, and I wish you many blessings during the week to come. Bye-bye.